Money for nothing, chicks for free. Great tunes on the radio. It's 88 FM, Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. And welcome to the show if you're just joining us. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And I told you that we were going to be revving engines and getting into a juicy Dakar chat right about now on your Friday morning drive. And if you've ever followed the Dakar rally and ever sort of fantasize about maybe one day being able to saddle it up and put yourself through an epic endurance race in the desert, well, I'm really excited to right now be introducing you to a man who has done it not just once, not just twice, 5 times, and has lived to tell the tale. And most recently, having come through this epic 2024 edition, which according to those who have been there, was one for the books, an exceptionally difficult and brutal Dakar rally out in Saudi Arabia in the deserts, the rolling dunes. And welcoming to the microphone the man who was driver number 100 in this edition of the Dakar. Stuart Gregory is in the house with us on a Radio Life and South Friday morning. Stuart, how are you?
Yeah, morning. Yeah, thanks. Great to be here. And yeah, it's excited to be this out and to share my experience with the guys.
I'm really excited to get into a chat with you right now. And alongside you, a man who powered your Dakar this year as the owner of KTM Durban, and of course you are proudly driving KTM this year as one of your headline sponsors. Steve Ayres is in the house with us on a Radio Life and Style microphone as well. Steve, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, thanks, Mike. Very nice to be here as well. And obviously, we're very proud of Stuart flying our South African and KTM flag at the Dakar. And that's why we've organized this talk on the radio, and also to get him to Villages Restaurant in Salt Rock tonight for a talk and a dinner thing for guys who are motorsport enthusiasts to come out and listen to his whole story in depth.
And what a story it is. I mean, I've had a little bit of a primer. Obviously, this evening it's going to be the full story, a chance for you to also ask questions and really soak up what it's like from a man who's put in the hard yards, who's come through an epic experience this year, and building on the back of 4 previous Dakar rallies. Stu, for those that don't know you, you are a local oak. You are, according to your Instagram and Facebook pages, that used to be under the title of Nuts for Dakar. Well, you're a nut farmer, so, I mean, there was a bit of a play on words there. But now known as Dakar Stew, you are a serial offender when it comes to the Dakar rally. What is it about this insane desert endurance race that has drawn you back for not just one or two, but 5 spins over a couple of days in the desert?
Yeah, I think I've been riding motorbikes for quite a long time, and doing events as you go, you kind of tick the box, but Dakar was always something I followed on TV and wanted to get there. And a few years ago, I think 2018, went to watch in Peru the 1 year, and then we were pretty much committed. It's pretty much an addiction there. So once we began, we went 2019, the first year, and yeah, we gave it a crack. Unfortunately, the first year, my bike broke 2 days from the end, so we were almost there, but unfortunately, yeah, it was heartbreaking, and I said I'd go back to try finish, but that wasn't the end of it. And yeah, as we say, we've been back 5 times, and it's the toughest event in the world, and it just you just want to go and test yourself out there in the hardest event over the longest time.
And of the hardest events in the world, you are probably in the hardest category of the hardest events, the original bimodal category, which I believe is often compared to climbing Everest without oxygen, because not only do you have to ride all day in the searing Saudi Arabian desert heat, but when you finally get into the bivouac, you have to do all your own servicing, take care of all the practical stuff like sorting out your gear and putting up your tent. Basically, it's like endless amount of admin, and it's definitely not the category for people who need 8 hours of sleep a night. would you agree?
Yeah, no, I must say sleep was a challenge while you're there, especially coming off a farm. You used to do the peace and quiet, and the guys are up all night. So the vehicles are all different times. So it's not just the bikes. You have side-by-sides and trucks, and they all spread out. So, you know, you get back in and fix your bike and try to get to bed and at 10 or 11 at night and get a few hours sleep. And the guys are in there with their side-by-sides or trucks, and they're testing them up and down the road. So to try to get a night's sleep is not easy. Sleeping tablets, I'm not a fan of them, but eventually we're trying to have two at a time to try to get a little bit of sleep. But sleep's definitely a challenge that side.
Yeah. Well, one thing you didn't have to stress about was the quality of the machine that you were riding. And Steve, what KTM bike was Stuart fortunate enough to be saddled up on this year?
Well, the KTM that he uses is a rally replica, and KTM makes 60 of them a year. And they put them out there on the world market, and they get sold out in a day because sure. It's obviously the right machine for all the guys that are, especially in Stuart's class, that don't have backup. It's the most reliable, the most tested out of all the Dakar bikes that are on the start line.
Wow.
So, they're not cheap. I mean, once you've bought the bike and you've done all the minor modifications and set up for your body weight and your height and leg length and all that sort of thing, you know, you're probably in the region of about 800,000 Rand for that bike. But it you can win the event on a bike like that, you know, which is pretty incredible. If you look at what the cars are on north of 3 or 4 million Rand, if you want a competitive, probably even closer to 10.
I think the cars now, the Toyotas that we see with Janelle de Villiers and the guys, that's 12 million if you'd like to buy one today.
So
if you're a serious adventurer and you really want a challenge to do the Motul Mali Moto class and to do it like Stuart did it, that's probably the most cost effective and the most challenging and rewarding out of all the classes at Dakar.
Yeah, and look, I mean, obviously, with a bike like the KTM 450 Rally Replica being in such high demand, you know, without the pool of a sponsor like KTM Durban to be able to acquire one of those by allocation, it would be almost impossible to make sure that you had the steed that you need to get through an epic race like this. So a big part of your story, having KTM Durban in your corner, would you agree, Stu?
No, for sure. And Steve and the team have been fantastic. So, yeah, they've helped me from the beginning. They've got fantastic mechanics there. You know, we've got Wayne, he helps prep the bike every year and get it ready. So I know he does a lot of bikes around for people around here, but it's not just Dakar, so we race throughout the year. So, you know, KTM Durban have a great sales team, and obviously back up at races, that's what it's all about, and having a team behind you that can fix your bike and spares available. So yeah, it's fantastic to have the guys look after me, not just for Dakar, but it's a whole year of racing. I think this year I've pegged up my calendar and there's pretty much 18 races I've put down for the year. Wow. So we race locally, enduro, national, off-roads, hair scramble. So yeah, there's a lot of racing, and it's great to have a fantastic team behind you.
Amazing. And now I believe that this evening, as you point out, Steve, there's a special talk lined up. Stu is going to be regaling those in attendance with the full story, the director's cut, as to what exactly went down on this epic 2024 Saudi Arabian adventure. And it's happening at Villages in Tiffany Center, Salt Rock. For those that haven't yet experienced the vibe at Villages, it's a new offering. It's just recently opened its doors. And it's really, it's got a motorsport flavor and focus to it. Am I right, Steve?
Well, Villages is essentially a bar and a steakhouse combined, and it's has live music on weekends and Thursday nights, and there's quite a few interested motorsport characters, should we call it, that have moved to Bolito, and there's going to be a few of them there tonight who are sort of legends in South African motorsport that just seem to have migrated to Bolito. I think there's a big motorsport fraternity that comes from Pietermaritzburg and Durban over the years, and a lot of those guys have moved to the Bolito area, and they obviously are big enthusiasts, so they're going to be there tonight to listen to Stu's story as well. And you know, things like Sunday afternoons when MotoGP and Formula One start, that I think it's going to be the home of a lot of guys watching motorsport.
Awesome. A new hub for motorsport fans to congregate around. And the special evening on the cards for today, I believe 400 Rand will get you entrance to the Stuart Gregory's special talk, along with...
along with dinner and drinks.
That's so cool, man. So there you go. And obviously, it's all going towards powering your next chapter of racing, am I right?
Yeah, I think we'll go in some detail of that this evening. But yeah, I've done 5 on a bike and it's been fantastic. But yeah, the Dakar will always be in my blood, but I've got a few ideas up my head of where the future will be. So yeah, we can share those tonight.
Well, it's not every day that you get to ask questions from someone who's been there, boots on the ground, and in particular someone who's just come back, still with Saudi Arabian dust on his boots. So if you are fascinated by the world of motorsport, of enduro racing, and Dakar Rally lore, then make a plan to head on through to Villages in Tiffany Salt Rock. Time, guys? What time are we kicking off?
It kicks off at 6:30, so we advise anyone who wants to come, be there at 6 o'clock.
Okay, good call. Make sure you get a good seat there. 6 o'clock at Villages in Tiffany Center, Salt Rock. And 400 Rand entrance gets you the talk, along with Chow and something to wet your whistle. And Stuart Gregory, a man... on a mission, who will definitely be back on the radio with us again as we chronicle his racing career. And Steve, owner of KTM Durban, looking forward to having another Motorhead chat with you again as well. And we'll catch up with both you guys at Villages this evening. What do you say?
Perfect, Mike. Thank you very much for having us.
You heard it on Radio Life and Style.